Okay, let's get into Sanhedrin Daf Ches. Sanhedrin Daf Ches, we are on Zion of Abayis. Just a scheduling note, the next couple of days the Daf will be put up from the last cycle. I'm going to be away, but we'll be back in a couple of days. But today, now we have Daf Ches. The last point we were up to, about two-thirds of the way down on Daf Zion of Abayis, we mentioned a couple of stories of great Rabbanon who wanted to make sure they kept their Anacha. So as they were carried into the to the study hall, as everybody gave them a tremendous kavod, so they quoted psukim to themselves so that they would always recognize and remember the anava that they needed to have. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago in the parsha shir, mentioned from the Nachlas Tzvi, that the pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest anav in history, that Moshe was an anav mikal ha'adam asher pnei ha'adama. We mentioned, isn't it anav? What's mikal ha'adam? Right, is there an emphasis from all people? He was the greatest anav. So we mentioned that it's somewhat easy to be an anav in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to be an anav in front of other people, that's a little more challenging. Like the story of the guy in Yom Kippur who was, his heart was weeping, and Hashem, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody, and the person next to him was very inspired, and then all of a sudden this man gets called up for Ravi. And he comes down after the Aliyah, and he is all upset. And he's the guy says, "I don't understand. A minute ago you were saying, oh, Hashem, I'm a nothing. Oh, Hashem, forgive me.' And all of a sudden, your complaint, you're upset. He's like, 'That guy got shlishi. I can't believe he got shlishi. What? I don't understand.' He says, it's easy to be an anav in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be an anav to other people, it's a little more challenging. So Moshe Rabbeinu was anav mikal ha'adam, asher al pnei adama. Like these rabbanan here, when." Rav went and he saw the great groups and Mar Zutra Chasida, right, all of these, they were very careful about it. Okay? Darash Bar Kapara, about two-thirds of the way down. Darash Bar Kapara, Minoha Milsa Dam Rabana, Navi Matunim Badin. How do we know what it says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, that we have to be patient in judgment? We shouldn't be too hasty. Imsak, Dechsiv, Lo Sa'ale B'malos. It says at the end of Parshas Yisro, don't rush up, don't jump up the steps. Right? It's a ramp, nice slow ramp you can go up. Right? And right next to that is Mishpatim. So it shows Mishpatim, she shouldn't go b'ma'alos. Rashi says, b'chazaka u'bimerutza. You shouldn't go up with steps. Even though really you could run up a ramp, that's true. But message of losal b'ma'alos, you should not go up. You shouldn't go up with big steps. You shouldn't go up quickly. And of course that applies not only to judges, but also applies to when we are judges. In Talmud Kav Schus, the mitzvah zaseh of Betzedek Tishpara Misecha, we always have to make sure that we're not hasty to judgment. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Minayin L'dayin Shol Yivsa Al Rashi Am Kadosh. How do we know that we shouldn't, the Dayan shouldn't walk on people's heads? How do you walk on people's heads? As Rashi explains the Betzias, they used to be that they used to sit on the ground, and in order for the Rav or the Dayan to get to the front, he had to like walk in between the people that were already there. So from the outside, it looks like you're walking on their heads, but it's really not mechubad either. The Rav should be there beforehand, or he should walk around. Shouldn't be walking right through, because that's not kavod for the students, right? Nira kemafsia al roshan, says Rashi. Shenemar, you know that also from the same pasuk. Losal b'malos v'samachlei ve'ela hamishpatim. Mishpatim means shoftim, and losal b'malos, you shouldn't be walking on top. The Bach mentions that even though this seems to be something that does not apply to Maisa, there is an idea, even halacha l'maisa, where this might come up. The Bach says in Simen Ches, v'nira de'en l'chalek bein zmana talmud shehe yoshin ala aretz u'bein zmanenu she yoshin ala safsalim la'olam kishaholech u'posea bein ayoshvim mikri posea al rashiyam kadosh va'asra meinu l'tzarech am kadosh. If you're going up to give a shir, okay, you have to get there. It's the quickest way. But any other, you know, if it's not to give the shir, if it's any type of behavior that is mizalzel at all in the covet of the tzibur, says the Bach, that would still apply, right? You shouldn't, maybe the rabbi should always just make sure he doesn't quote the tzibur to wait, right? That's also a zilzel of the tzibur, right? Bimafsiya, right? You have to make sure we take their status seriously. Okay. Asher Tassim, so the Pasuk says, once we're darshaning, the first Pasuk in Mishpatim, Asher Tassim, place in front of them. Asher Talamdeim Yibayelei, it should be that you teach them. So Rashi quotes on Chumash one idea. Tassim, you have to put it in front of them like a Shulchan Aruch, you have to make it clear and beautiful. The Gemara here quotes a different idea. Amar Birmiya Vitem Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Elu Klei Hadayanim. Tassim sounds like you're placing something tangible, something physical. So it's talking about utensils that a dayan uses. And that's a davar mitaltel, something that is moved. What kind of utensils are used by the dayanim? Rav Huna kiavi nafik ladina. When Rav Huna went out to din, Amar Hachi, he said, Afikuli, please bring to me mani chanusoi, right? The utensils of my trade. What I need? Makel, veritsua. What are those? Makel, Rashi said, that Ritsua, these are the two items that are used to give Malkus. One for Malkus, Daraisa, one for Malkus Mardus. Rashi has the opposite Girsa, Ritsua, Lamalkus, Makel, Lamalkus Mardus. Acha Yachserbo. Or that's Rashi. Makel and Ritsua. Vishufra, the shofar that is used to excommunicate someone. Vesantala and the sandal that's used for, Chalitza. Those are the four items that are on the list. Interesting impression that you might get from Rashi, maybe even by the switch of the order. But Rashi says, Ritzu is for Malkus, Malkal is Lamalkus Mardus, Ad Sheyachserbo. Until he's Choserbo. What is Rashi adding by those three words? Ad Sheyachserbo. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. How much is Malkus Mardus, which is rabbinic lashes, how much is that paralleled after Malkus Daraisa, after the real Malkus of 39, or up to 39? Are they parallel to each other or not? Machlokas Rishonim, the Ritva quotes both days. The Ritva in Makis on Daf Chav Beis, the Ritva quotes, V'hadavar Yadua, Shalom Namru Kal Advarim Ha'elu Sheben Mishnah V'gemara, Ela B'malkus Shal Torah, Toho Alokaima. Everything discussed there about the details of Malkus until what position he has to be in and how many you do, and you have to reveal his heart. That's only by Malkus Daraisa. V'ein Malkus Bizman Hazeh, L'fi She'ein Lanu Bezdin Samuch Haroi Lekach. V'chol Malkiyoseinu Einon Ela Malkus Mardus. Everything that we have today, says the Ritva, is Malkus Mardus. V'hamefarshim HaRishonim V'Achronim. The Rishonim and the Achronim, right? It's debate. So according to the Ritva, the Rashba and the Ramban were Achronim, right? The Rishonim were probably the Gaonim. So they argue, Yesh Omrim Shein Medaktiken Al Malkus Mardus Mishum Davar Mikol Zeh. Elisha, you're not medaktik about the specifics. Elisha makinoso, meaning what you use and how many. Yumaka bein b'makel bein b'ritzua makos sheyiru bezdin lafi merdo. V'chenir midivei Rashi, shekasa b'perakama de Sanhedrin, gabi klei adayonim, the Ritva there, makos chavbeis quotes our Rashi. He says, makel l'makos mardus v'ritzua l'malkos, v'zeo mardus lashen riduik adam arodeva makel o b'ritzua kamoshi yirtze. So, he does not get the impression that Rashi is being so mechalek and medaktik. But then he quotes v'yesh v'kasvu, he quotes his Rebbe, the Rashba, v'yesh v'kasvu d'makos mardus, ke'en d'oraisa tiknuha ksas. It's Kein Daraisa, Lahakoso, Lofanav, Ula Acharav, Umakos, Hamishtal Shalos, right? It has to be divisible by three, and you do a certain number on his chest, and a certain number on his back, Uberitsua, Shal Egel, Vishal Chamor. So, some say that it's parallel. Elashim Adaktakin, Bekalelu, Dvar, Mashnuyim Khan, Volopik Fisa Alamud. But you don't say for every detail. And then the biggest afkamina is how many? How many? The Hu Kasavu, he quotes the Remeir Halevi, Remeir Zal, Shein Mosifin al Malkus Arboim, the Adaraba, Pochsin Meam Laolam. Some Rishonim say that Malkus Mardus is always less, always going to be less than Malkus Daraisa. Umori Zal Haya Omer, Kiminyan Aritsuo, Sikfima Sheyiru Bezdin Sheyochol Kabo Kvirisho Merdo. How much could he accept based on his wickedness and his Koach? Right, like it says, he quotes the by Kofen also by Mitzvah Zaseh. He goes to Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Nazir. But either way, this is a very fruitful area to research in terms of Malkus Mardus. How much is it paralleled after Malkus Daraisa? How much is it not? And ironically, it might even be more chomer in some areas, right? Malkus Daraisa Nafsho, right? That's not the halacha that applies by Malkus Daraisa. Right, it could be that Malkus Daraisa is more of a punishment for what happened, while Malkus Mardus is preventative, what's going to happen in the future. But either Rashi's Lashon is Achi Yachserbo. Okay, one other Ha'ara here, and that is the Shvus Yaakov has an interesting tshuva. Yaakov Reicher, 1700s, where he discusses, he was asked, is it Yuhara to have, for the Dayan, to have these Kalim in his Bezdin Bizman Hazeh? Rav Echad Sharatza Linhog Lios Lo Mezuman Bimaka Moshe Vekvias Bezdin Makel Arados Bo Ritzua Lahalkos Vishofer Lanados Bo Minola Chalitza. Kedas Rav Haigon in the tour, in Siman Aleph quotes Rav Haigon to have these. Is that okay? Nobody has these kalim sitting in their bezdin nowadays, right? They have ritzua and the makel, right? We don't have some bati dinim have the minhag chalitza, but the other items, you know, aren't. So is that yura for dayan to? Is that an extra chumra that is inappropriate? And the people can walk at their bezdin and see this tshuva. Says the Shus Yaakov, lo yadati machshas yura yish paseh. What's the problem? It says, right, the Gemara in Brachas, he quotes, lo kal rosa litos Hashem yitol, but Reb Shimon Gamliel says, remember in the context of a chassan saying kriyashma on the first night, yasach hal adam es atzmo ketam al chacham, mitam de haroa omer milachahu, de einlo, tchazi, kama batzlo anika b'shuka. Okay, v'chein pasach v'im kein, ma yore yishkan, im munachim elu akelim, b'moshav bezdin, de haroa omer, ulai derech mikre, maybe he just has them, Visu afim humer forsam adavar vinoda shasva kavana mabakach. He could say, Rav Haigon says in the tour, to have it. And it says the Gemara Sanhedrin to have it. What is your whole question? I know what your question is based on, says the Shus Yaakov. I know it's the Sma. The Sma in Siman Aleph here in Choshen Shfat says that it's a wonder, mehatema, that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't quote the Ar Gemara. This line of every dayan having these four items based on the Pasuk, it's not in the Rambam. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. And I didn't see the Rabbani Kashi Shoy that are nizar by this. The Efshar says the Sma, because they hold that nowadays it would be you are right to have. That's what the Sma. So that's what the Shus Yaakov says, I know that's why you're saying it, but let me tell you. Divri Asma, Lani Asaiti, Loni, Hirin, Velo Baririn. Kashir Asaktia, I was masking them in a different shuba of mine. He says, Rav Huna. He said, oh, it's only for smuchin? Rav Huna wasn't a samuch, and he's the one that said, bring it to me. And he quotes other sources. Lamaisa, he explains why he thinks the Shulchan Aruch does not quote it, but in terms of our discussion, of Yuara, says Shus Yaakov, I don't think it's a problem. Okay, let's continue. Vo'atzaveh, other issues of Dayanim. Vo'atzaveh, Shavtachem bo'ezahi. I commanded, right, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remember, Parshas Dvarim. Right, giving a review of Jewish history, and he's saying, I commanded the Shoftim at that time, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kineg and Makal Ritzua, Tehei Zariz. Right, if you're using the Makal and Ritzua, you gotta be careful. You have to be Zariz. What is Zariz? Rashi and Tosas both explain. You can't use it more than you're allowed. You can't, intimidate with those more than is appropriate. Right, Tosas. Shalo lahatil Ema al Hatzibur, Loradosam Yosemidai. Can't use it for too much. They can't be too harsh with it. You gotta be very careful. Shamoa ben achechem ushvatatem. You should listen between your brothers and judge. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Azhara lebezdin. Shalo yishma divrei baldin. Kodem shiavo baldin chavero. Bezdin shouldn't hear the claims of one party before the other party comes. It's not fair. Right? That's a shamoa ben achechem. V'yasara lebaldin. Also azhara to the baldin. Shalo yatim dvarav ledayon. Kodem shiavo baldin chavero. Right? The one baldin shouldn't say his words before the next ball then walks in. Karibei nami shamea ben achechem. So it's not just listening the dayanim, but it's shamea about making heard, and that is the people that are involved the balei dinim. Rav Kana Rameyacha. Rav Kana says from this pasuk, mi lo tisa shemashav, lo tasi. Don't accept a false claim. Lo tasi, don't make a false claim. It could work in both ways, about accepting and making. Ushvatatem tzedek, you shall judge righteous. Amar Ish Lakish, tzedek es adin, v'yakacha chatcheyu. Your mishpat should be tzedek, meaning first decide, first go through the masa umatan, first figure out exactly what you want to judge, and then say it. Right? Tzedek es adin. First make it righteous and figure out, and then chatcheyu, and then cut it and give it. Bein ish uvein achiv, between man and his brother, Amar Rav Yehuda, afilu bein bayis laliyah. Even between a lower floor and an upper floor. What does that mean? Be'baisli Aliyah. Rashi explains, if two brothers are splitting up a house because their father died, you can't just say, you know what, you take the bottom floor, you take the upper floor. It could be one's worth more than the other one. So you have to estimate each one. You know, there might be certain advantages of one over the other, certain things that were built in. So you have to figure out exactly how much each of them are worth, and you have to make up the difference. You can't just say, you take the bottom, you take the top. Right? In the Benayahu, in the Ben Yoyada, in his other safe set, the Benayahu, he says, just inherently. There are usually things that are more advantageous for a lower floor, and there are things that are more advantageous for an upper floor. And therefore, Yesh Yisron Damim, Yesh Bin Zelazeh, Koyat Aladrama Yoshev, Bebayis, and Yeshiv Aliyah. And it's Besdin's job to figure out what exactly are the advantages, not just the different assets that are there, but exactly inherently in the downstairs. And Yanam Kiyotzi Vazasher Mishavim, Ben Yoshev Abayis, Uven Yoshev Aliyah, Yisvar Lakan Lakan, Deilo Ladain Lachtoch Adin Kasher Yala Hamazleg, Bilti Iyun Viz Bonus, like picking up a fork. Right, you should be focused on the values of each one. That's Bein Bayis La'aliyah. Continues Bein Geiro Amar Rav Yehuda Afilu Bein Dana L'Kirayim. Geiro is from a lashon of Magur, Kalim that you live with. So even between different types of ovens, again, each one has its own advantages. Taner is hotter, and therefore you have to make sure that you evaluate properly as a judge. Lo Sakiru Panim Bamishpat. Do not show any favoritism. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Takirehu. Don't be mocker someone if they are a good friend of yours. Rabbi Elazar Amar Lo Tinakrehu. Could also be read as the opposite. Don't act as a stranger to somebody who you're not interested in judging. Somebody who you don't like so much. Ushpazichna Drav. So these are a couple of lines here about Shochad issues, which is really a sugya in Masechet Ksubis, but it comes up a little bit here too. Ushpazich, Ushpizchene Drav, the host of Rav, Aslaka Miladina, the host of Rav once came in front of Rav for a din. Amar lo, Lav Ushpizcheneat, aren't you my host? Don't I stay with you sometimes? Amar lo in, he says yes. Amar le, adding in, my boss, now what can I do for you? Amar le diniously, well I have a din Torah. Omar Lay, Pasil Nalakholadina, I'm sorry, but I can't judge your case. Can't judge your case. I've stayed in your house a couple of times. What does that mean? Rashi, Shehiz Kartani Tovascha. You reminded me the Tova that you did for me, and I remembered a little bit, so therefore I can't judge your case. Let's do one more line and then we'll talk about that. Amalir Rav Rav Kahana Pukdaine. So Rav says, Rav Kahana, you know what? You judge the case. I can't. Rav Kahana saw that this guy was still acting like a buddy-buddy with Rav. And he was trying to kind of act in a way that he was very confident. Amar le, itzais itzais. Rav Kahana says, you know, you should stop that. If you're going to listen to me, focus and listen to me. V'ilo, mafikna l'cha Rav me'unich. I'm going to pull Rav out of your ears. That's a nice way of saying I'm going to put you in cherem. Right, so you have to act properly or else I'm going to make it difficult for you. Machlokas Rishonim. When Rav said, Pasilna l'choladina, I'm pasil. What did he mean by that? So Rashi doesn't, you don't really get the sense from Rashi for sure, but Tosfos says right here, Marche koya atzmo. This was a chumra. Apel min adin lo mifsal. Min adin, he wasn't nifsal based on, in this case. But he was just doing it out of a chumra. Why is that? Why was it a chumra? What's the issue here? And if we look in the Rambam in Sanhedrin, Perachav Gimel, sounds like it's not a chumra. The Rambam sounds like it's Be'ikar Adin, the Rambam, and Perachav Gimel, Halacha Vav. Aser Ladayin Ladun Lemishihu Ohavo. Afo Bishenu Shashmino. If I have a good friend, I can't be his judge. Velo Reyo, Asher Kanafsho. Velo Lemi Asher Soneor, somebody that I hate. Afo Bishenu Oyevlo, Velo Mabakish Rasso. Elatzar Shiub Shnei Bali Dinim Shavin, Ve'inei Hadayinu Belibo. They have to be equal in the Dayan's eyes and in his heart. Vimlo Haya Makir Dechan Mehem, Velo Maisav. If you don't know either of them, that's the best. That's the best if you don't know either of them. That is the Rambam. So it sounds like that if you have any feelings towards one of them, it's a problem. Right? So what does the Tosfos mean here? That it is only a chumrah. The issue is, this is shochad dvarim. This isn't shochad kesef. You didn't give him a present. So does that make that makes a difference? That makes a difference or not? The Shiur in the Rav Soloveitchik and the Shiur HaRav here discusses what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between, let's say, the Rambam is saying this is Me'ikar Adin, while Tosfos is saying it's a Chumra. The Nira Lafarish explains Rav Soloveitchik. To Bekol Shochad Ika Pasul Ladun Binosaf Le'Isser Minatar Shalakicha Shochad. There's an Issa Daraisa of taking Shochad, right? That's the Isser later on. And number two, there's a psul that comes out of the shochad. There's an issue to take shochad, and then a dayan is nifsal based on that. The yesh lomar, the Tosfos sirale, Tosfos says that the psul of taking, the psul of shochad, of a dayan that takes shochad, is only if there is a maisa avera of lakichas mamon. V'im kein. So for shochad dvarim, ein bechlal ma'isa avera, shalakichas mamon, misad adayin. So here, there's no ma'isa avera. It's dibur ba'alma. There's shochad dvarim, but there's no ma'isa avera. If there's no ma'isa avera, that does not create a psul. That's what Tosfos says. Ein nifsal bechlal shochad dvarim. T'chokam et leka ma'isa avera, t'lakichas shochad, leka gam kein psul adun. But the Rambam holds, no. Shochad, the psul of shochad does not require a ma'isa avera. In order it requires kiruv das. It requires, are you friendly with a person? Is there a netiya to one side? Kfar nifsal mishim shochad dvarim, together, absolu, kiruv das, v'lo maisa aver de shochad. And therefore the Rambam could say, this is me'ikar adin, while Tosfos could say, it is a chumrah. Look in the Bach, a little bit tries to make shalom, second Bach of the day, the Bach tries to make shalom a little bit, between the Rambam and Tosfos. He says, you know why Tosfos says here, that it is not, me'ikar adin, it is a chumrah. It's because the person did not give the dayan anything right now. He reminded him of a tova that he did in the past. If he did shochad dvarim right now, maybe even Tosfos would agree that he's pasul me'ikar adin. But here it's just that he's reminding him. The price of the shochad dvarim, midina pasul. Midina it's pasul. Avo midivriya Tosfos, you look at the Tosfos, says the Bach, this is in Simintas, Hilchas Dayanim, divriya Tosfos sounds like eina ela chumra ba'alma, avo psulam lohayu, and he quotes that from Rita Tam and the Marik v'chulu, and then he says, maybe there is, this Tosfos is saying a day of shlishis, if you don't want to put them together, maybe there's a day of shlishis. The dafka kiahi du ush pezichne, the hasam, the lo asa lo klal tovas hana'a bishah shebaladum lefanav, ela hizkir lo acheset sha'asim sha'avar. V'chein v'raisa de Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, the perek basher de Ksubis. There too, hani lo psili midina, kivet lo kivam eno klum, v'ena mechla lo sikach shochad. But other cases where you would get something, even dvarim, at the moment, havadeh bechlal shochad, lo tikach. Kivet de lakach mimenu davar, shena'ase al yado, levechad, shezeo piri shochad, shehuchad, kedi isa hasam. So that's the Bach, you have the Rambam, you have Tosfos, you have the Bach. Important day is here. One final point, the Birka Yosef has a suffix. What happens if I have two best friends? Am I allowed to judge two best friends? Right, a best friend is somebody I don't like, I'm not allowed to. What about two best friends? You might say, that's okay, because it's two best friends. It's not like you're going to favor one over the other. The Piskei Tshuva quotes this, Birkei Yosef does not like it. Because even if you have two best friends, it's impossible that they're both equally, you know, best. You know, Mestama, you like one even a little bit more than the other. But from Rieta, Piskei Tshuva, Simin Zayin, Sifkat and Yeralf. From Riata Nira, the Gam im Shneim Oavav, Osonav, Lo Yadun Osam, Mishum de Mistama, Ahavasam, Gam Sin Asam, Lo Shavu Bishiu Rehen, Umikarva O Mirachka Daite, Lamandarachim Osani Tve. So I think it's impossible to love or hate somebody exactly the same as someone else, and therefore I think it would be usher to do that. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's continue. Fourth line. Kikatan gagado tishma'un, a small case, a big case. Amar Yesh Lakash, sheichavim alech adin shal pruta kadin shal me'amana. Right, a din of a pruta should be equal in your eyes like the din of 100 mana. L'may nafke mi, l'may hilchasa, ilim eli yune bay, is it to tell me to judge the case, umifzike, to give a psak? Pshita, what, you would think that if it's only a pruta case, you're not, you don't do it? If it's less than a pruta, okay. Bezdin doesn't sit down for a case of less than a pruta. But what if it's a pruta? What's the, of course. Elolak dume. It means we makdimit. Meaning, if a case of a pruta comes to you before a case of a mana, you have to do the pruta case first, even though it's less chashuv. Lo taguru mibreish. We already had this a couple of days ago, but now we continue with the next part of the pasuk. Ki mishpat elokimhu, because the mishpat is Hashem. Amar Rav Chanina. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo dayin l'rishoyim shenol mizeh mamo v'nosan lazeh shelo kedin. Not only is the dayan being, is it a problem, that he's taking money from one person and giving it to another person, Elisha matshrichin oso lachzer mamon labaylov, but he's being matshriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's being matshriach Hashem to return the money to its owner. There are two very, I think, very, hopefully we try to have a lot of unique sources that we say over, but there are two pretty unique ones coming up. So here's one of them. The Ben Yehoyada right here. Ben Yehoyada discusses, what do you mean it's a tircha to Hashem? Is anything a tircha to Hashem? What does that mean? We're matriach Hashem. They take the money from Reuven and give it back to Shimon. Why is that a tircha? Let Reuven lose the money and let Shimon find it. Is that such a tircha? Kodesh Baruch Hu has to be matriach. I don't understand what the tircha is. Says the Ben Yoyada v'nir Ali, Dila olam ein tircha v'yagia l'mala. V'ra kol davar shinui v'his hapchus kari bei tircha. Anything that is a shinui from the normal way of things, and a change of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, was going to do, that's a tircha. V'pnei shekashal v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu davar mihupach u'mishuna misidro shel olam. It's hard for Hashem to change. You're right, dropping some money is not hard. But being Mishana, Misidur Shalom is a problem. And then he quotes a pretty unusual story. I'll just mention it, but here it's the Ben Yoyada. Ketzad, I'll give you an example. Said there was a woman that got married, and she brought money into her marriage, almanas that her husband doesn't have a shus on it. It was a big, she was a very rich woman, she didn't want to think that he was marrying her for the money. So he has a lot of money, but it is ein labal or a shusba. And the Baal came in front of a Dayan and made up a whole story and was able to trick the Dayan. And Abel, the Dayan, incorrectly gave the money to, made it Nichsei Malug and gave the money to him. The Dayan did it, took the money from the woman and gave it to the husband. And the Isha Meirov Tzara, this is a marshal, I'm assuming, the woman was so upset and so distraught, she got sick and she eventually died. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu also made the husband die. And what did he do? He brought a Gilgal of the woman in Olam Hazeh in the form of a man, and the Gilgal of a man in the form of a woman. And then they got married eventually. And then there was a husband and a wife. He goes through the whole source here. And that says, that's the tircha. You mean matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create, steal this dayan, cause this problem, and the woman died. You have to create the new neshamis and the Gilgal in the next generation. That's more of a tircha than just dropping some money and the other person finding it. So it's a case of a tircha, says the Ben Yoyada. Okay. One can look more there in the Ben Yoyada for more about that topic. But again, there's a lot on this Amud, but that's a pretty unusual mucker. Says the Gemara continuing. Next, Pasuk. Vahadavar asher yikshe mikem. That which is more difficult for you, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Ra'omer b'chadinu v'item Rav Yoshia. Al davar zeh nenash Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was nenash by saying, whatever is hard for you, bring to me. Rashi says, what should he have said? Whatever is hard for you, I'll bring to Hashem. Maybe that could have been a little on Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Anam Mikal Adam, not to take the credit. Kind of like Shmuel Anavi, Anochi Haroe. So on Moshe Rabbeinu's level, he was punished for that. Shneemar, Vayakrim, Moshe Espech Fatan Lefnei Hashem, as we know that when one of the halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, so to speak, Benot Slavchad, right, he brought that in front of, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he didn't know. The Magali Sayamir quotes an amazing, he says, it's known, I mentioned this in a parsha here a couple of weeks ago, I think, Yadua in the name of the Gra. Right, this is one of the halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. Nis'alma mimenu halacha, or was taken away from him. The Gra knows there were a number of these. The Gra says that we know Mansapach. Mansapach is the abbreviation of the letters Sophios. Right, the Gra Megillah says Mansapach. Says the Gra, Mansapach is an abbreviation of the cases that Moshe Rabbeinu, Nis'alma mimenu halacha. Mem is Mekoshesh. And he doesn't know which Misa. Nun is Nokif Shem Hashem. That's the Megadev. They put him in the Mishmar to know. Tzadi is Slavchad. Right here. Pei, Pesach Sheni. Imdu Veshma. Kaf is Kuzbi. Right by Pinchas. And those are all of them. Right. Mansapach. Those are the five. Yadua. Well, make it Yadua. The Shem the Gra. The Gra says that Mansapach is an abbreviation, a Rashi Tevis of those five. So, Maskevah Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Miksiv Ashmiachem. Did Moshe Rabbeinu say, Ashmiachem, I will answer you? That would be like a little gaivadik, even for Moshe. Ushmatav Ksiv, I will listen. I'll listen, and I'll see what if I know it or not. That's not so bad. So, Igamirna Gamirna, if I learned it, I'll learn it. If you know it, Ilo is on the Gamirna. So, I don't think that's the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the answer to Benot Slavchad, because it was a punishment. Elak et Tanya, really it's this, the following, the Braisa. Ruya Parshas Nachlos Shetikasi by the Moshe Rabbeinu. Really the Parsha of Nachlos should all be written by Moshe. Ela Shezachu Bro Slavcha Venechta Vayadan. The Benos Lafchad were Sidkanios, as the Gemara says, we had in Baba Basra, Sidkanios, Nachmanios, Darshanios. So therefore Hashem wanted to be Mezaka them. Or they were Mezaka the Tzibor. They were great, wise, righteous women. So they were the ones that brought this Parsha to the Torah. And also, the opposite. Ru'u Yais, the Parsha is Mekoshesh, because of the Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mekoshesh, the one who did Malach on Shabbos, should have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu, El Hashem Eschai, Mekoshesh, Finis Nechtaval Yado. The Mekoshesh was the one that caused that Parsha to be written in the Torah, Lola Medchas, to teach me, Shemagagal and Chova, Aide Chayev, Vischus Aide Zakai. To teach me, if you're a mitzvah person, Hashem will bring mitzvahs through you. If you're an Avera person, so to speak, Hashem will bring Averas through you. Remember the Ritva that we discussed back in Baba Basra? The Ritva there says, what do you mean? So if the Benos Lavcha wouldn't have come, so then we would never have these halachas? Says the Ritva there, Baba Basra, Kuf Yud Tes. Mikan, the Kamash Malan, by this line, Ru'u Yai Shabashanachlas to be given, says the Ritva. The Kamash Valanatana. We don't have a Ritva on Sanhedrin, so we have to read it from Baba Basra. Kamash Valanatana. Shalo Tomar, ki harbe dvarim lo nisparshu li Yisrael, lefi shalo haya misha yishal aleihem. Kamosha shalo, parshu b'no slavcha mekoshesh. Well, look, you read the Torah, it sounds like, oh, because mekoshesh, Moshe Rabbeinu said, great idea. Let me ask. Maybe there were other things that he wasn't asked, that he didn't tell us. Right? These two happen to be asked, says the Ritva, no. Dafka, what did the Torah say? These were roy to be given by Moshe Rabbeinu too. Hashem, for some reason, held it back from Moshe Rabbeinu to be mezakeh or to be mechayev the other parties involved. But don't think there's any other part of the Torah that didn't come from Moshe Rabbeinu that he didn't tell us. Kamashlan shezeino sha'avzeh ilu lo shalu alav hayim esparishlam. Moshe Rabbeinu would have told us this. It's just that the Benos Lafchad Rezocha. Right, that's the Ritva there in Baba Basra Kuf Yutes. Good. The Mekoshesh we also discussed back in Baba Basra. Let's just remember a little bit. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Vav. The Gemara tells us, who was the Mekoshesh? Machlokes. Who was the Mekoshesh? Says the Gemara Masechah Shabbos, according to one opinion. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Mekoshesh, Ma'aber Dal Ramos, Bereshis HaRabim Haya, the Chulu. Let me just find it's towards the bottom here. This is the Gemara tells us, Mekoshesh, Tanur Rabbanan, Mekoshesh, Zet Slavchad. V'cheinu Omer, U'v'nei Yisrael Bamidbar, V'yimsu Ish Mekoshesh, V'halon Omer, Meis Bamidbar. Okay, one day. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda, B'mesera, Akiva, Benkach u'Benkach, Ata Asa Liti Nesadin. What are you saying Lashon Hara for? Im Kidvarecha, Hatarakista, V'ata Megala Oso. If you're right, but the Torah didn't say who the Mekoshesh was, so what's it your business? Tell us who it was. V'yim Lav, and if you're wrong, how can you say that? That's a fascinating Gemara. Right, the Gemara, whether the Mekoshesh was Slavchot or not. But either way, if you remember, we had the Tosfos in Meseches Baba Basra and Yishnu Ochlin that said that it was Slavchot, but he acted L'shem Shemayim. Quoting the Medrash that really, after the Meraglim, some people started thinking that maybe Shabbos and other mitzvahs were only for when they went into Eretz Yisrael. After all, we're going to die here over the next couple of years, the people in the Midbar said, so we're not going to keep Shabbos. So Slavchad, Dafka, did an Avera. He violated Shabbos in order to be killed, to show everybody that Shabbos is still Chai V'Kayim. That's the Tosfos, the act of L'Shem Shamayim. And we discussed the messages of that there. But I don't know if we remember, we mentioned again, I might have run out of time, maybe we did mention it, I don't remember, the Marsha there. The Marsha there in that Gemara, where the Marsha asks, so how does Slavcha do it? He can violate, again, it's an Avera Lashma, but Mamash, this is Daraisa. Mamash, this is Daraisa to be able to show everybody that it's Shabbos? It's still a difficult question. Hey Chata, be Isra Shabbos, because they laid up Isa Misa Dunin, Hamachal Shabbos. Says the Marsha there, a very creative shot, which over the past 300 years, much has been written about this Marsha. Because there's a similar discussion in a Maharik. There's a Maharik, and there's a Marsha. The Marsha says, Kiva Shalohai Yitzarech Lemalachazu, Ela Leida Be'ezamiso. What was the purpose he did this malacha? Because he was really interested in gathering whatever the malacha of Mekoshesh was? No, he was doing it for a different purpose. What's that called? Havi Malacha Shinetzricha Lagufa. It's a malacha for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan, which is, according to what we pass in Rabbi Shimon, in Isser Durabanan. So in Isser Durabanan, Litzarech, this, that's what he says. Miu Vada Hayachaya Misa B'dinei Adam. Why? Because the Edom didn't know what his kavana was. They gave him Asura and his Dvarim Shebalev. Right? Therefore, they had to give him Misa. But that's maybe at least what his kavana was in terms of doing it in the first place. The other parallel makar is the Maharik. The Maharik has a tshuva where he discusses maybe every time somebody is forced to be Mechal Shabbos, somebody puts a gun to your head and says, be Mechal Shabbos or I'll kill you. Maybe doing that is only an Issur D'Rabbanan. Issur D'Rabbanan. Because Machar Nezich L'Gufa, you're only doing it because you're not sure what exactly, you don't want to do it, you do it because the guy is forcing you to do it. But not because it is something that you really want to do. That's a big discussion. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about that, Maharik, and others, because after all, you know, is that called Malach HaShenetzirich HaLegufa? What, every time somebody's sick, Pikuach Nefesh is Ocha Shabbat, therefore you're allowed to drive. So that should be Malach HaShenetzirich HaLegufa. I'd rather not have done this if it was up to me. I'm doing it for the purpose of saving my life and not because I really want to drive in the car. So that Maharik is a Chiddush and this Marsha is a Chiddush. To call them a Koshesh and Slavcha, the Malach HaShenetzirich HaLegufa, that is a Chiddush. That is a Chiddush Gata. Okay, as we see, there's a lot on this daf, but we have to continue. Says the...
Maybe he chose
the malacha. Well, the question is, which malacha did he do? Did he do Hotsah? Did he do Ma'amer? Right, so if he did Hotsah, so you're suggesting maybe he did it because malacha guru for Totosis and Shabbos Dabes. And interesting, as we know, Hotsah is a different type of malacha. Good. Interesting. Weiter, we continue. Ksiv, right in the middle of the Yamun. Ksiv, atzaveh shoftechem bo'ezahi. I will command your judges at that moment. Viksiv, atzaveh eschem bo'ezahi. I will command you, the tzibur, at that time. Right? So, what is Moshe Rabbeinu? Again, this is all Moshe Rabbeinu reviewing Jewish history, beginning of Dvarim. So, Amar Rabbi Lazar. So, fine to speak to the judges, but what's the parallel speaking to the tzibur? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Simai. Azhara le tzibur should the aim as dayan alayan. It's an azhara for the tzibur that the aim of the dayan should be upon them, right? To have the proper covet for the dayan. Vazhara le dayan, she yisbal as a tzibur. And it's an azhara for the dayan that he has to carry and be sovel the tzibur. Right? The tzibur can be very difficult. Right, to deal with, but he has to try his best in terms of having the proper patience. Ad kama, how far am Rabbi Chanan, Yitem Rabbi Shabtai, Kasha Yisa Ha'omen Etz HaYonik. Like Moshe Rabbeinu described, what he has done for Klal Yisrael, like a woman who's nursing her baby, right, up all night, no matter what, this baby is not gonna, she's always gonna nurse the baby. There's no commitment needed based on what the baby does, and that's what a leader in Am Yisrael has to do. With all the tzaras, with all the difficulties, right? That's why the Medrash tells us, Yishayo Anavi. Why was Yishayo Anavi chosen? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked, who wants to go and give Musar to my people? Right, Yishayo Anavi, really the first Nevuah that Yishayo had, it was in Perek Vav in Yo, not Perek Aleph. It's a good question. Why didn't Yishayo start with Perek Vav and not Perek Aleph? That's where he has the vision. He has his own Maisim Rava. Yechezkel has it in Perek Aleph. Yishayo has it in Perek Vav. So why is that only printed, right, right, Yishayo didn't write his own sefer. He was killed right before he had time to print. He was killed by his own grandson. But the Perek Vav, Yechizkiyo HaMelech, and all those who put the Yishayo together, put it in Perek Vav. But the Medrash, I think it's in Shmos, on that pasuk, discusses why was Yishayo chosen? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, who wants to be a leader? And some people put up their hand. Who wants to be a leader knowing that they're going to get hit, they're going to get insulted, they're going to get, Yishayo said me. He says, you're ready for that? Eventually he was going to get killed. You're ready, so, you know, you can be the leader of Klal Yisrael. So, Kasher Yisa Omen Es HaYonek. That's the, as far as it goes. Vayter. Ksiv Ki Ata Tavo Es Ha'am. Ksiv Ki Ata Tavi. Tavo means you'll come with the Am. Tavi, you'll be the leader. So which is it? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar La Moshe Yoshua. Ata Vazakenim Shevedor Imahem. You and the Zakenim in the door. Right? Moshe says to Yoshua, right, you'll take them with you. Amr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told Makel V'Achakot Kadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes and says, no. He says to Yeshua, you can't go with them, you have to be on them. Dabar Echad Lador, Ve'ein Shnei Dabarim Lador. Right? You have, there's one leader. There's one leader for Am Yisrael. There's not, aren't two leaders for Am Yisrael. Now the question is what Moshe Rabbeinu changed what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Right? But didn't he realize that, he said one thing and he didn't want to do another thing? So there is a gris. I just had that for a second. Right? There is a bris karav that's quoted in the gris ala Torah, where he says, it could be that there are two elements of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was a great leader, but he was also a king. He had the status of a king. Says the gris. Shahayla Moshe Bezin Yanim Shal Nesiyas Al Yisrael. Nesiyas Shal Melech? Nesiyas Shal Nasi. And Yeshua also had both of them. Yeshua ben Nun haya beis in yonam ha'elu. But there's a chilek in appointing a melech and appointing a nasi. To appoint a melech, it has to be done al pi navi. The Rambam writes that. In order to appoint a melech. Minu yros Sanhedrin ain't sarach navi. Rak ha'gadol b'chachma moshiv en osa l'rosh. So when Moshe says to Yeshua, ki ato tavo es ha'am, kedei limnosa l'rosh Sanhedrin, that is midaito. Right? That's midaito sha'ain sarach nevuah l'mini hazeh. But to appoint Yeshua to be the king, you need a navi. You need, it has to be from HaKadosh. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, to be, was he the Navi? He didn't maybe consider himself the Navi. Anyway, for that you need a Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the language changed. Either way, the Brisker Rav HaTorah tries to work out that a Moshe Rabbeinu didn't change really what happened, but really he just modified what exactly he thought could be relevant to him. Okay. Tana, now we get back to some of the issues that were discussed back in the first Mishnah. Tana, Zimun Bishlosha. The Brisa says, Zimun is with three. My Zimun, what does that mean? Ilem a Bircha Zimun. Is that Bircha Zimun? Right, Rabbi Sain of Arech. Is it Bircha Zimun? Vatanya, Zimun and Bircha Zimun Bishlosha. We already learned that in a different Brisa. Zimun and Bircha Zimun is with three. So you see, Zimun is not Bircha Zimun, because it's listed as two different things in the Brisa. V'chitema pirushika mefarej. And if you say the second line of the Brisa is really explaining the first line of the Brisa, my Zimun and Bircha Zimun, Vatanya, but a different Brisa says Zimun Bishlosha, Bircha Zimun Bishlosha. So it says two Bishloshas. So you see, it's not just explaining. You see, it's two different statements in the Brisa. So elamai zimun azmun eladin. Zimun means a hazmana. A hazmana, and when Beis Din sends a letter to somebody that they have to come to court, they have to write the hazmana in the name of the three dayanim. That's hazmana. Kihada amar Rava, like Rava says, hani beit fasa dayani de yasi va azal shlicha de beidina. If those three people, those three judges that are sitting and making a shliach Beis Din, v'yamar mipumi techad, and they only said it in the name of one of them, lo amar klum. Well, like, look, either because the person's not going to take it seriously, or there's a formal din. Hazmana, by definition, has to have three. Ado amar mishmei dekolu. You have to say the name of all three. Hanimili below yom adedina. But that only, the Gemara modifies, is only on the yom adin. Below yom adedina. When it's not the yom adin, so then you have to mention it. Avo b'yom adedina leslanva. But on the day of the bezdin, you don't have to. It's understood. What's yom adedina? What's yom adedina? Says the Rabbeinu Chananel first. Aval, right on the side. Aval, b'yom adedina lo tzarech l'meimer, shlicha d'tzlasa shalchui. She said, never yadua. To b'yom adedina, tzlasa yasa. You know, on the yom adedin, the yom adbezdin, there are three people sitting. What's the yom adedin? Rashi says, Monday, Thursday, Ezra Sofer, right, made the takana of bezdin sitting on Monday and Thursday, and that's why that's called yom adedin. Right, takana says, he quotes from the Gemara Bakam at the end of Perek Meruba. Right, and that's what we know. Psulanis is the MRV, first Mishnah in Ksubis, because of that. Why not Sunday? But again, bezdin sits on Monday and Thursday. That is also, as we know, why the Tur quotes, and the Ramah quotes it also, the Tur quotes in Arachayim, why it is that we have a longer Tachnun on Monday and Thursday. Because it's Yimei Hadin, says the Tur in the beginning of Kuf Lamed Dalid, Umasha Mosifin Tachnun Bebeis Vehei, Lefishahem Yimei Ratzon. They're Yimei Ratzon, right? They're Hashem, especially Yimei Ratzon. Why? Why are they Yimei Ratzon? Lefishah Mem Yom Sha Kabbalas Luchos Achronos Shahayu Yimei Ratzon. Because Monday and Thursday had to do with the Luchos Achronos. If you do the math, we know that Yetzias Mitzrayim happened on a Wednesday night. Thursday was the first day of Pesach that year. Right? Wednesday night, Thursday. Right? And that's why Shabbos HaGadol, right? That Shabbos HaGadol was 4 days before. That was Yud Nisan. That year was Shabbos. That's all the Torah is about Shabbos HaGadol. So that's how it worked out. So if you do the math that year later on, Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shavuos Batamu, is it what were the days of the week? Allah Moshe Rabbeinu b'yom hey. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchos Achronos, Rosh Chodesh Elul, on a Thursday. And he came down, Yom Kippur was on a Monday. So Monday and Thursday have to do, those were the last three, the third time that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Luchos, so that's why Luchos Achronos symbolize Rachamim, that's why Mondays and Thursdays are Yimei Rachamim. V'lachei noagin gamkin l'sanos bahen. We know the Mishnah is a Maseches Tainus. When you make a fast day, it's always Mondays and Thursdays. That is it. We have to realize that, right? The Prima Gadim writes, right? We can't fathom it. Prima Gadim writes, they used to throw the Chasanim out of Shul, right? Because they wanted to say Tachron. Now we they put up signs, like, maybe there'll be there should be an email, a list, you know, we're the Chasanim davening in the neighborhood today. You know, just the opposite. But, right, we have to realize what the longer Tachron is about. And if we realize the story behind it, I mentioned this in one of the Yeshayosh Yerim, maybe we'll take it a little more seriously. It's an unbelievable story quoted both in the Abu Draham and in the Manhig. They both quoted, the Rishonim quoted, you know, what exactly, where Vuhu Racham came from. Unbelievable story. Story, I'll read it from the Manhig, Simon Samaches. It's also in the Archas Chaim. Maisa Shaya, but Bisman Churban Bayesheni. Besfina Achas Shehegla Aspasianis. There was a boat of Jews that went out into the sea. Uba Yehudim Toshavei Yerushalayim. Ubeinayim Shlosha Zakenim Anshei Shem. There were three great rabbis, and the Sfina came to some island, and they were taken by the pirates. They were taken by the pirates. V'amal Shlosha Zakenim. He says, who are you? You're from Yerushalayim. Oh, you're Jews? Oh, you're Jews. I've heard of a story about three great rabbis, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. They were thrown into a fiery furnace, and they got out alive. You know what? You're Jews? I'm going to try it with you too. They say, you know, can you give us 30 days? Can you give us a month? Said, fine. Gives them a month. V'hizanu, and they fasted, they did tshuva. U'bekol yo, mashacholam echan mehem sipa lakulam. And they each had dreams. They told each other all their dreams. The night before, the last night, night 30, one of them says, I had a dream. And the dream said that there's a pasuk which has the word ki twice in it and the word lo three times in it. And I have no idea which pasuk that is. A little nechama that even in the days of the Tanoim, they didn't know all of Tanakh by heart. They were Tanakh. They were living. Anyway, so this was Bisman Churban Bayesheni. So one of the Zakenim says, obviously I know that pasuk. There's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that has the word ki twice and the word lo three times. What's the pasuk? Perak Mem Gimel Pasuk Beis. Ki tavor b'mayim itchani. Ubana haros lo yishtafucha. Ki telech b'mo eish. Lo tichve, vilahava, lo tivarbacha. Water and fire are not going to touch you. That's the pasuk. See, he saw this in a dream. Valakach atav vaday tikanes leish v'tinatzel. He took that as an omen that he was going to be able to go through the fire. So the next day he starts going through the fire, and as he goes through, there are three pathways that are made in the fire. He took it as a simon, so all three of them went through. They all got out b'shalom, and they were hillel m'shabech like Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and they were mesakein v'hu rachum. After that experience, one of them did the first third until Ana Melech Rachum V'Chanun, the second one from Ana Melech until Kikel Melech Chanun Rachum Atah, and the third from Ein Kamocha goes through, and then they all started. They all start with Rachum and Chan. It's all about compassion, right? But that's where Behu Rachum comes from. Right? It's the story again, quoted from the Rishonim. It's not late Achronish Hamaisa, right? It's in the Rishonim, the Abu Draham, the Manig, the Archas Chaim. So we have to realize. Mondays and Thursdays is something special. Again, even if we don't get through the whole thing, better to say one or two paragraphs slowly with kavana than to finish everything. But again, that's Mondays and Thursdays. Okay, weiter. Tashlumei Kefil. Okay, back to Sanhedrin. Back to this fun perek, first perek where we talk about so many different topics in Shas, because every three words in that Mishnah is about a different topic. Tashlumei Kefil v'chulu. So Kefil gets three. Shalach le'Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, le'Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. How many dayanim do dine krasas need? What's the kasha? The Mishnah says, anantan b'shlosha. The Mishnah says three. So, elo yochin mumcha kami boilei. Yochin mumcha. Can he judge don dine krasas olo? Can he yochin mumcha? One mumcha judge. Amar leitani two. He says, no. Tashlumi kevo, tashlumi lalva, hey b'shlosha. The Mishnah says, my b'shlosha, ilay b'shlosha had yotos. Does it say three had yotos? Ha'amar avuah davuch mishpei derav. No, your father said in the name of Rav. If he lost saravain had yotos, psulon l'dinei knasos. Ela mumchin. V'kamar shlosha. The Mishnah must be talking about mumchin, and it says three. One mumche cannot judge dinei knasos. Period. Okay, now we have the next machlokas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Moti Shemra. Is Moti Shemra with three, or the Chachamim say Moti Shemra is with 23? Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Moti Shemra. What is the classic case of Moti Shemra? A husband comes to court after he gets married. It says, my wife was not a bzula. She was Mizane after Erison, and she's Chayevas Misa. So ask the Gemara, of course, it's a Dina Nefashas case. How can Rabbi Meir say three? V'chiyesh bo Dina Nefashas, my Habe. Right? Or ask the other way. If the husband doesn't have any witnesses, so then what's he saying? If he doesn't have any witnesses. He's just coming to be masid her the ksuba, and he would be believed to do that. Why? Rashi quotes here, second to last line, Chazaka ein adam torech besuda umafsida. A person does not spend tons of money on a wedding and the very next day say, you know what? Oh, forget it. She wasn't a psula. He wouldn't waste that money and make up a story. Right, so therefore there's a chazaka that regarding the dini mamonis, he would be believed. and she doesn't have to, he doesn't have to pay her the ksupa. But regarding Edim, you know, regarding to put her to death, Edim. So if her mayor says that it's only three, which means, what does this pashas mean? The case is he doesn't have witnesses. So if he doesn't have witnesses, so it's only three, the chachamim say, well, it might turn into dinei nefashas, but it's not dinei nefashas right now. So why would he need 23? What exactly is the case? This is a huge sugya in the Rishonim. We don't have time to go through it. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat. Rabbeinu Tam, another Rishonim out of a totally different pshat, through the whole sugya over the next daf. How you read every line of the Gemara will be different based on what approach you take to the next three lines of the Gemara. So we're going to go with Rashi's pshat, but as you see here, this long Tosis goes to Rabbeinu Tam, who has a different pshat, and all the Rishonim go through both. The Ran here and others go through, and the Nuku Yosef, how does Rashi read the Gemara? How does the Rabbeinu Tam read the Gemara? So we're going to go through with Rashi. So what's the case? And so what's the machlokas about? So as we're going to see over the next two daf, we're going to have eight suggestions. What is the machlokas between the Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah? Rabbi Meir says 3, the Chachamim say 23. What is the case that's under discussion? So here we go. Number one, Amar Ula b'choshishim olaz kamifliki. The case is whether you're choshesh l'laz. According to Rashi, laz here means something different than it normally means. Usually laz means like, oh, you think you're doing something wrong. Oh, you're going to make somebody look bad. Here, choshesh l'laz means, are we nervous that this husband is coming to court without witnesses, but he's going to come and say, my wife was not a psula, I'm not paying the ksuba. Is that going to get out and then Edom are eventually going to come and testify that she was mezana tachas baila? Are we choshesh that gossip will get out and Edom will come? And if that's going to happen, you might as well have 23 right now. So that's the machlokas. We're not choshesh l'laz. No, this is a dini mamonis case. So if Edom come, Edom will come. We're not worried about that. Rabbanan say, no, we are choshesh l'laz. We're worried that Edom are going to come. And therefore what? Rashi doesn't explain the next line. And therefore, if Edom come, then we're going to have to add on Dayanim, so we'll add on Dayanim. What's the problem? So the Tosas of Rashi here says, to explain Rashi, maybe the Dayanim will say, you know what, we already have three here. Let's just do the case. We know the case. We know it's Nefashis, but you know what? We're already here. We're sitting. We'll do it. That's a Chiddush. That's the laws, that the Dayanim are just going to do that. Or the Ran says, right, maybe they'll just say, forget it. You know what? Let's just do the Mamonis case and then we'll leave. And then maybe the Din Nefashis case will never be judged. Right, what's the case? Or the Margolis Sayam here quotes an opinion. It could be, and this is a fascinating suggestion, let's say it's the three judge the case, and they're mechayev, and then they're going to bring in more dayanim, an extra 20. That, though, is not going to allow the case to start off in an objective way. Right? You have to start off, at least lezakos, we're going to have later on in the Masechta Mitzilu, Eida. The dayanim can't start off a case with any netiyah one way or the other way. So if already the dini mamonis part of the case has already been paskin l'chumra, that already by way their mentality to the Lachova, even in the Nefasha side. And that's why, that's the Choshen Lalas. Either way, that's number one. Ula. Rava Amar, Kule Am Lalas Lachashina. No, we're not worried that Edom are going to come. And remember, as I said, Rabbeinu Tam has a different shot of what Laz means. Okay, not for now. No, the Machlokas is whether a Choshesh for the covet of the first judges. Meaning, what's the case? The husband comes to court and says, I have witnesses that my wife was mezana tachas baila, and therefore, you know, I need a bezin of 23. A bezin of 23 comes. Guess what? He never brings the edim. And he says, you know what? Forget that. At least I want to be mafsid or ksuba. V'ivdar, and they start leaving. V'yamalu, dainu li din mia, din mia, din amamnes. At least judge the din amamnes case for me. So are we going to think that there was something wrong with the first judges, the fact that they left? Or are we going to know it was just his fault? Because he said, I'm going to bring edim. That's the choshishin l'kavet ha-rishonim. That's the machlokas. The mayor says, we're not worried about the kavet of the rishonim. And the chacham say, you are. And therefore, even for the mamonis side, you have to do it with all 23. Because you don't want anybody to think that there was something wrong, like we have by kohanim and levim. So therefore, we're choshish. Before we get to shot number 3, Meisvei, says the Gemara on top, the Chachamim Omrim, Chachamim saying the Tosefta, Tav O Mamon Bishlosha, Tav O Nefashos Basa Mishlosha. If he, we don't know who the he is, If he comes for monetary law, Mamanez, that's 3. If he comes for nefashas, 23. What's the case here? So Bishlama la Rabba, according to Rabba, right, Rabba gave shot number 2, Rava or Rabba. So we understand what the case is. Tavo Mamatchila, if he only says he has, if he doesn't have witnesses, he just comes to court for a dini mamanez case, Bishlosha. Tavo nefasho schila, but if he says he has Edim, and therefore 23, Afilu Mamon Besa Bishlosha. Then even if he ends up not having Edim, you have to do the mamanez side with 23, because kavod l'choshen l'kvado rishonim. You understand what that tosefta means, according to Rabba's pshat. Ela l'ula kasha. But according to Ula, where it's choshen l'laz, we're nervous that if you judge a case of 3, word might get out and Edim might come. So why would you ever have the first line of Tavo Mamon Bishlosha, according to Ula? What does that mean? Omar Rava, Ani Varisha Bechabura Targimna, I and the line in my Chabura help give an answer. Umanu Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Rav Chiya Bar Avin was that. Before we get to it, Margolis Hayam, as we know, is a Baki Utsum in everything. We only have him on Rav Uvi Margolis on Sanhedrin, but he quotes here, he says, Misignonosha Rava, if you look throughout Shas, Rava always likes to give nicknames to people. Always likes, like here, the Arisha Bechabura. He says, Psachim Nundalin, Amina Milsa de Shvar Malka lo Amra. He calls Shmuel Shvar Malka. Yuvam Esamach Dalin. Amar Rava, Yitzchak Sumcha Labar Samcha. Right, Baba Metzia, Samaches. Les Elchaz Aloki Tarshoi Papunoi, Veloki Shtroi Machuznoi. He always gives, Baba Basra Daftes. Amar Rava, Hai Milsa Shtroi Li Ula Magashish Archaseti Ime. That goes. Rava is always giving nicknames. Ah, how does that fit into the Gemara? But you can't give a nickname? Okay, but that's Rava. So Rava says the following answer. How does Ula understand this Brisa? A totally different understanding. Hachamai Askinan, the case is here. Background for a minute. We know, what's the halacha by Moti Sherman in the Torah? The husband comes and says, my wife wasn't a psula, so if he has Edim, that she was Mizana Tachas Baila, so then she's Chayavas Misa. If he doesn't have Edim, she's Mafsa the Ksupa. What happened if the husband made up the story? That's what the case is in the Torah of Motzi Shem Ra. He is Motzi Shem Ra on his wife, so what's the halacha? Malkus and Mamon. That's why it's a chiddush. The Gemara calls it a chiddushu, because there's 2 punishments. And he has to marry her. He has to stay with her the rest of. So Malkus and Mamon. So that's what's going on here. Hagamayaskinon. Shehevia Baal Edim Shezinsa. The Baal brings Edim that she was Mazane. The Hevia Av Edim Behezimim Lady Abal. The husband, the father then brought Edim and was Mazim the Edi Abal. So, baligvos mamon, when mi ba'al, when the father is trying to be gove, the 100 kesef, the mea kesef from the husband, that's bishlosha. So when the case is from the father to the husband, that's the first line of the brisa according to Ula. That only needs 3 judges, because that's never going to be a case of killing. Because the husband's not going to get killed, and most of the edim will get killed. Ubin makam nefashos, but in a case of nefashos, where it was says Rashi, if in any time there's a chashash of nefashos at the beginning, like betchilas din, even if there are no edim, you need 3 because of choshashin lilas. That is all pshat number 2 of the machlokas. Let's try to do number 3 and then we'll stop. Abaya amar lekuleyam choshashin lilas. Abaya says we are choshish for las. Umishu kvod esha rishonim. Hacham vayaskinan kegon ta'asu bastan. The case is where the hasra'a that was given to the woman was hasra'a, but without specifying which misa. The haitano detanya, and this brisa, this mishnah holds like the following brisa, vishar kol chayvi misa shabatorah, all the others. What do you mean all the others? This is a tosefta. The resha of the tosefta, if you look at it, in the end of Perek Yud and the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph was about mesis, which is a fascinating topic we'll get to later in the mesechta. 6 out of the 613 are about mesis. It's amazing. You can't be Avrachmanis and Los Achase. 6 out of 613. 6 separate mitzvahs about about a mesis. Somebody tries to get somebody else to do Avodah Zarah. That's a mesis. So, the Tosefta says, a mesis might not need hasra. Machlokas Rashi Tosas right here. Whether a mesis doesn't need hasra at all, or doesn't need normal hasra. Machlokas Rashi Tosas. But either way, the Brisa says, by other chayvei misa sheba Torah, by every other case, ein mamisa nosam ela be'eda ve'edim v'hasra. You need eda, right? You need all of these requirements. You need a bezin of 23, ve'edim, v'hasra, v'ache yodiyu shu chayvei misa be'bezdin. And he has to know, the Asra has to include Yischai Misa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ache Yodi Uhu Be'eza Misa Hu Ne'arag. He has to know which Misa he's going to be killed in. That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. The case was that he knew the Misa, she knew the Misa, but not the specific Misa. Rabbi Meir says, three. Why? Because that's the wrong Hasra. You have to know which Misa. The Chum say no. You have to know which Misa, just a Misa, and therefore, it is a case of Dine Nefashis, which is then a totally different Machlokes than what it appears in the Mishnah, but that's the suggestion of Abaya for what the Machlokes is. Okay, there's a lot more by Mesis and others. If you want to look it up, Mitzvah Tuf Nun Zayin through Tuf Samach Beis in the Sefer HaChinuch. Those are all the Mitzvahs regarding Mesis. But again, we'll get to Mesis B'Hashem later on in the Masechta, but we'll have to stop here. Again, the next two Dafim at least will be put up from the last cycle. I'm not sure about Daf Yud Aleph. We'll see about time, but Tess and Yud will be put up, and B'Hashem, we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.